This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The National Mall in downtown Washington, D.C. will be closed because of security concerns until after Wednesday's inauguration of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, the National Park Service said Friday. The grassy expanse where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous, quote, I have a dream speech, will be closed from 11 a.m. Friday through at least Thursday, the day after Biden is to be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. Federal authorities are worried about potential violence leading up to next week's inauguration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With just days until Joe Biden sworn in,
we are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide.
That could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Wray says the Capitol riot is likely to inspire others. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump will leave Washington Wednesday morning, hours before the inauguration of his Democratic successor, Joe Biden, an official said Friday on condition of anonymity. The outgoing president, who already announced he would not attend the swearing-in, will fly to his Mar-a-Lago club in Florida, where he intends to stay. After 2 months of refusing to acknowledge his defeat in the November 3rd election, Mr. Trump finally promised a transition in recent days, but never congratulated Joe Biden. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence held a telephone conversation with his successor, Kamala Harris, Thursday, a source confirmed to AFP Friday, as Donald Trump's deputy moves ahead with the presidential transition. The New York Times described it as gracious and pleasant and said it was the first time the pair had spoken since they debated one another during the campaign. The world has surpassed the 2 million mark in coronavirus deaths, with the United States having the most at 390,000, followed by Brazil at just over 207,000 deaths. 93.5 million people globally are infected with the virus. The United States leads the world in infections as well at 23 million. Six European Union governments asked the Executive European Union Commission in a letter Friday to pressure Pfizer-BioNTech, quote, to ensure stability and transparency of timely deliveries, end quote, of vaccines against COVID-19. The letter, signed by the health ministers of Sweden, Denmark, Finland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, and seen by Reuters, says Pfizer-BioNTech had told them agreed vaccine deliveries in the coming week would be substantially reduced. The letter said, quote, the situation is unacceptable, end quote, adding, quote, not only does it impact the planned vaccination schedules, it also decreases the credibility of the vaccination process. A strong, shallow earthquake has shaken Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, toppling homes and buildings, triggering landslides and killing at least 34 people. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Footage from Indonesian broadcaster TV1 shows a rescue operation underway at a collapsed hospital in West Sulawesi and one survivor being removed on a stretcher. There have been reports of many people trapped in the rubble of collapsed buildings and homes. The authorities say many hundreds of people were injured during the magnitude 6.2 quake, which sent people fleeing their homes in the darkness. Teams are still collecting information about the full scale of casualties and damage in the affected areas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two Bangladeshi men accused of killing and kidnapping migrants have been arrested, police said Friday, just weeks after the country shared details of suspected human traffickers with Interpol for the first time. For more on these and any stories that you've heard today on VOA News, please visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.